And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. In the studio with me this morning, I have a pair of master gardeners, Tommy Hagen, Seal Gasecki. It is always so nice to have you guys in the studio. A little calmer this morning than you guys were here last month for your visit.
We haven't seen him move that fast in our life, I don't believe, have we?
We have not. We were kidding when we walked in the door that Scott, when we got here last month, Scott was moving and grooving, guys. Y'all, if I'd had a camera, I could have made a lot of money. He was talking to himself, though, but he was moving from office to office. And the good news, we got on the air, and I don't know whether the folks out there knew what was going on, but it was an exciting, exciting, exciting day.
So. Well, sometimes when you start the day off like that, you set the high standard for the day. sometimes that degree of effort, thankfully, is not required on a regular basis. Right. But I'm just happy that I can sit down and look you guys both in the eye this morning and carry on a normal conversation for the time we're supposed to.
Well, we both know for a fact that you can handle stress real well. You are about as stressed as a man could be, and you were rocking. And you got, like I said, life
got it
off.
Up and running.
That's right.
And I appreciate you guys complimenting me like that. It's amazing the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I've mentioned this a lot of times that I'm very fortunate. I spend a lot of my life behind the curtain, as it were. And if everybody knew for all these events, everything that goes on behind the scenes, they'd be quite amazed sometimes when we actually pull anything off. And I know you guys are in a little bit of the same situation with the stuff that you do, because nobody knows what goes on behind the scenes for you guys. But I've heard you guys talking a little bit, and there's a lot more to the things that you both do than just be the front man for the master gardeners in this case.
Well, I am a front man, but this lady sitting next to me is a behind the scenes girl.
Yes,
and
she is.
She is one of the trial leaders of our new seminar that's coming up this spring. And Seal does a fantastic job. She's been battling a few health issues and everything else, but it does not get her down.
Right.
In fact, she actually drove into work today,
yes,
and we sit in and applauded her. She drove in. So, but she does a great job, as well as a lot of people. Just about everybody, well, you do. In fact, Master Gardeners, one of the deals is you have to give back a certain amount of volunteer hours.
Right.
So it's not just to sit there and look dumb or whatever. You have to be involved. And that's good, because if you're involved in something, you want it to be successful, and mm-hmm. you want it to do better. And I would brag on our little Master Gardeners outfit here in town. We do a fantastic job.
Yes.
And if you look around town, you'll see about 7 or 8 of our projects that are, we help beautify the city. Mm-hmm. We do a fantastic job. Again,
yes,
that's a pat ourselves on the back, but it's really true. It's a good organization.
Well,
for those of you thinking about becoming a Master Gardeners, given that we've got the online training coming up, mm-hmm. when we talk about all these events and we talk about volunteer hours, if you can't dig in the dirt, it's not a problem, okay?
Right.
We're going to talk in just a few minutes about our upcoming seminar in mm-hmm. the spring, and there's a lot of work that goes on those kind of events.
Yes.
And if you're interested in becoming a member and are worried about filling up your time, believe me, there is a variety of things to do. There's computer work to be done. There's organizational work to be done. All right. So, you know, if you're interested, everybody has skills from their previous life, so to speak.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And we certainly try to find on those and capitalize them and make it fun for everybody. It's not, I don't consider it work. I consider it part of my passion and my hobby.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one thing that really gets, it throws things off, comparing something like this to work. There is some work involved in it. There's some work involved in anything you do. It doesn't matter if you just want to go out there and mow the grass. That's still a little bit of work. So it is work, but it is work for self-satisfaction and to serve, in your case, the community with some of the projects you guys do have around town. But it's a passion of love. I mean, it's something you guys truly enjoy to do, or you wouldn't be doing it.
And the people look forward to the meeting, Scott. It's amazing. We have a variety of meetings and different topics. We could talk about bees one day. We could talk about
bats.
We
talk
did
about
that.
Bats,
but it's fun, and you never know what you're going to get out of the meeting, and half the meeting is that. I mean, we'll have a speaker, and he or she is, we get great speakers, and then we have obviously some organizational things, but then we also eat in there somewhere. So it's a fun time for guys like Tommy Hagen. It's a great time.
We eat at every
fun. Yeah, we do. I hadn't thought about that, but we do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a nice little light snack while you're learning something.
Well, when we talk about Master Gardeners, okay, the upcoming seminar, all right, the Master Gardeners get in at a reduced ticket price, but they also have to bring something for folks to share to eat, all right?
Okay.
So it's part of the plan, so that when you come to the seminar, which, again, we'll get in more detail in just a sec, but you come there, don't eat breakfast.
Right.
Amen.
We give you lunch, okay? There's snacks to be had all day, all right? Mm-hmm. And the table with the snacks changes. We have a great crew in the kitchen that works real hard to make things look nice and to keep things moving. As something is finished off, something else somehow appears, okay?
So. Well, I know better than the somehow appears, because there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes to make that
appear. Oh, yeah. My kitchen crew, actually, it does work very, very hard. And sometimes they don't get to enjoy the event going on as much as we like to see them do. Okay,
right.
That's how much involved it is.
Scott, I'm kind of the photographer for this thing, so I wander around, but I sit right behind where all the food is. Mm-hmm. And the new food is coming in all the time. During the talking, they're bringing new food in and taking out the old. And I'm sitting there trying to concentrate on what the speaker says, and I'm looking and seeing what the next round of grub is. So it's fun. And these guys, is like Seal said, they work their ears off. And it's anybody that's come to one of our seminars that when they do a, we actually ask them to evaluate it, and we always get fantastic evaluations. But the food is really high on the list too. So.
Well, I like the idea of giving a discount, but you've got to bring a food item. I really like the way that just the idea of that it serves both sides of the issue for you.
It does, and also the time it takes you to prepare the food hours
right.
is part of your work hours. So you
okay.
count that all counts,
nice.
All right?
Yes.
So, you know, if it's your month to bring something to the meeting or for the seminar or any other function, absolutely, those all count for work hours.
Okay.
So it's tapping everyone's best skills.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and you guys, you've tapped a lot of skills. You've got some beautiful projects all across the Mountain Home area.
We do that, and coming up sometime next year, we hope to have a garden tour open to the public where we have the project staffed by people for a couple hours.
Okay.
We're hoping to do that during the Red, White, and Blue Festival.
All right. Something to look forward to next year's Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah,
so.
we'll talk about them then. But let's get to we've been referring to the seminar. Let's get to
it. We've got about a minute and a half here before break, so we'll hide out on this real quick, and then we'll talk some more afterwards. But you got a great seminar coming up here not too long from now.
It's March 23rd. Mm-hmm. Okay, we moved it back a couple weeks because last year it snowed.
Yeah.
It was March 9th and it snowed, so we moved it back 2 weeks. Okay. Master Gardeners in 2019 is celebrating our 25th anniversary of Master Gardeners in Baxter County.
Fantastic.
And we wanted to bring in a speaker of national prominence, all
okay.
right? And we can't afford to do this every year. It's a little bit of a step for us, okay? Mm-hmm. But this year we have Dr. Douglas Talamay, okay? And he's a published author. He's written a couple books, and after the break we'll get into more detail on him. But it's a big deal for us to bring him in, a prominent speaker like him in.
All right.
He's going to be talking on two topics, and we'll get into a little more detail in a sec. Okay.
Yeah, right. And there, I know your meetings are always fantastic, but when you bring in a special guest speaker like this, sometimes it's information that's not readily available right here in our community. Sometimes you're bringing somebody in just to talk about a specific point. What was the reason for inviting your guest here for the next seminar?
Well, he is into making sure that we do things that are environmentally friendly
okay.
in our garden, okay, so that we're building a garden not just for its beauty, but that's compatible with nature.
Gotcha, okay.
So it's an ecological kind of thing, and
right.
he's a very entertaining speaker. His book will tell you how he's done on his 20 acres and what he's done to make it a better place.
Okay. okay?
Now, you may not incorporate your whole yard into this, but you can certainly build toward it and put sections of your garden so that you have something that's not only pretty all year, but is bringing in all the right bugs and stuff so that you're ecologically maintaining the environment.
Making things a little more sound for you
sure.
and your surrounding area.
Yep.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We need to take a quick little break. We've already reached the bottom of the hour. You are listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center. I've got Tommy Hagen and Seal Gusecki in the studio with me here this morning. We're going to take this quick little break right after I tell you that you're listening live here on Mountain Talk 97.1. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is a beautiful, sunny Wednesday morning for those folks getting ready to get off underway, or for maybe those folks that have already started their trip. Please drive carefully this holiday season. I did read a great article just a little bit before going on the air this morning. Several stretches of I-40 from coast to coast will have one officer stationed every 20 miles for the entire holiday travel season. And I think that's a great idea. It was an effort to reduce response time, but just make sure if you're out and about, just drive safely, add a little extra time to your journey. Arrive alive is more important than arriving there quickly. So make sure you take your time to get where you need to be safely. If you've already started your journey today, well, stop on by Hardee's, grab yourself a cup of coffee to get yourself rolling down the road this morning. The line is non-existent this morning. Of course, I know as soon as I say that, we'll fill them up pretty quick over there. But travel safely this holiday season. Be smart. Take a little bit of extra time. Watch out for your fellow drivers. Remember, generally, accidents are not caused by you. They're caused by somebody else. And if you're on the lookout for that, well, you should be just a little bit safer. In the studio with me this morning, I do have Seal Gusecki, Tommy Hagen, and it is always great to have a couple of master gardeners in the studio with me. And this morning, well, you were talking about you've got an upcoming seminar coming up here close to the end of March, and Dr. Talamay is going to be speaking at this. And Tommy, I heard you talking before we even got on the air this morning that you went to the library to see if you could find one of the books by him.
I did, and I checked it out and kept that book, or I have that book. It is fantastic. The guy is he's a great writer. He's one that when you read what he has to say, it just goes smoothly. It's a quick read, like you said, and it's fun information. Pardon me. He talks a lot about bringing native plants back, and that's a big, big, big deal. If you plant native plants, it's a win-win situation. One, once they get established, there's a lot less care on your part to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Two, it brings in all kinds of beneficial things with it. And that's what he goes over, is trying to stress that you can have other things, but make your basics, like Seal said, make the basics the bring back to nature. And I really enjoyed the book. I have an acre of property that I kind of play with. I haven't instituted the whole thing, but I've done part of it, and it's kind of fun to see the transformation happening. So anyway, I read it. I guess I'm a disciple now. So,
well, somebody told me the other day, we were talking about you and your place over there. You've got a nice little shop. I haven't had the opportunity to see it. I think I know which one it is. But they said that you may have an acre over there, but you've got 5 acres worth of plants and stuff over there.
Well, Seal's laughing. I do have a lot of stuff.
But no
I guess.
Rocks.
And the great news is, I told the story, I don't have rocks. We live on the river. But I do have a variety of plants. I must like boxwoods because I have a lot of boxwoods. I must love Japanese red maples, who are putting on a show right now,
because
I've got
a
bunch of those. But anyway, it's a fun place. So for me, it's my stress reliever. It's where I get out and play and have a good time. So we had a cute story I was telling these guys off the air. About 2 weeks ago, these ladies came and they put signs in my yard, and one of the signs they put was a half price sale on all the stuff in my yard. Well, I've got every Razorback knickknack that's ever been bought. I have at least one of them in the yard, and I saw that sale and almost panicked. But anyway, nobody's got anything.
So. Yet.
Yeah.
The phone calls will start here. So back to Dr. Talamay and what he's teaching you. That acre that you've got, he's teaching you how to be a little more ecologically friendly for the critters and the creatures throughout the area, but also to help you make things just a little bit nicer for you to look at.
It really does. It makes it prettier. It's a win-win. Like I said earlier, it's a win for the beneficial insects. It's a win for you, because if God put something here naturally, it's a lot easier to take care of. You introduce something that shouldn't be here, you may be out there watering that thing 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. These plants, once you get them established, they're off and running. Again, there's something that's native to this area. Again, kind of pick and choose. You don't have to do everything that way. Pick the stuff that you like. I mean, there's a lot of native plants that you might love plant A, but you might not like plant B. Well, put the ones you like. I mean, again, it's your yard, it's your place to live. You want it to be something that you like. And anyway, that's the Tommy Hagen philosophy.
In terms of the native plants, a lot of you think it looks like the prairie when it's blooming, all right?
Right.
And some of them get pretty tall and gangly and unruly, okay? Part of the purpose of the speakers we have coming in for the seminar is to show us plants that are more well-behaved, mm-hmm. okay? You'll find some of that in Dr. Talamay's book. He's written 2 books. One is called Bringing Nature Home, How You Can Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants. And he's also written The Living Landscape, Designing for Beauty and Biodiversity in the Home Garden.
Okay.
Now, that makes him sound like a stuffy college professor. Now, half of that is true. He is a college professor from the University of Delaware. But if you pick up his book and read it, you'll see that he's quite an entertaining speaker, pretty down-to-earth type of speaker. Every one of my cohorts in the Master Gardeners who have heard him speak are so excited. The time that he speaks, they say, goes in no time flat. Very interesting guy. He's going to be with us for 2 different topics, one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
All right.
In the morning, morning, he's going to talk about bringing nature home. And in the afternoon, he's going to talk about our introduced plants bad. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you get a feel for things. And I think what you'll find coming out of this at the end of the day is there's a place for both in your garden where no one's going to be asking you or suggesting that you rip out everything in your garden
right.
and start from scratch. That's not how it is. But as things evolve and things change in your garden, all right, there's times as trees grow bigger that your shade requirements change, mm-hmm. your light requirements change, all right, your water requirements change
yes.
because a tree gets big and it gets a little drier for everybody else, okay? So all of those things happen. You have an opportunity. It's not, you know, yeah, something's not working right and you got to take it out, but you have an opportunity to do something better.
Right.
One of the things in Master Gardeners, we say, is helping people grow. You start the season and you wonder or you aim, what am I going to learn this year? And how is it going to make my garden better? And what am I going to learn that's going to make it better for the environment as well?
Right.
And that's kind of the purpose of what we're
okay.
doing here, okay? Again, very entertaining speaker. We welcome you to come, but he's not the only speaker on the list.
Oh, you got.
We have a total of four speakers.
Okay.
And one of them is our own, Lucinda Reynolds, and Lucinda has gotten all the Master Gardener accolades, has gone up and taken advanced classes and so forth. But she'll be talking about gardening for reasons beyond beauty. And again, that's we want to make it pretty, but we want to make it something that the gift that keeps on giving, gives
yes.
back.
Yep.
We also have a lady by the name of Lessa, and I hope I pronounced
yep.
it right, Morrison, and she's talking about well-behaved natives for the home landscape. And again, you can kind of see a theme going on here. Native plants is what we're kind of preaching. We want more and more of those. And again, that she'll be talking about that. And the last one is a guy named Ken Foreman. Ken works out at the Fred Berry Center. If you've mm-hmm. been out there, it's fantastic. But he's going to be talking about the natural state, naturally, is the title of his talk. Again, you can kind of see where we're going here. But again,
yes.
more natural type things. Bring back the things that grow in the Mountain Home, Marion County area. Those kind of things is what we would like to see. Again,
right.
everybody, you're not going to get some of the plants out of my yard. I'm going to have them forever and ever. But again, I think I am smart enough to realize I need to get kind of diversified a little bit more than I have in the past.
Well, two things I want to talk about. First and foremost, there's a reason that plants in this area are in this area. There's climate issues, there's water issues, there's temperament issues. There's a reason plants are native to this area. So you guys do a great job getting the information out about those native plants. And this is a great opportunity to learn about that.
Well, it's also one of our speakers, Lessa Morrison. She's retired now, but she was the landscape designer, one of them, at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in
okay.
Fayetteville, okay?
Beautiful.
And she's given us a list, as has Lucinda, who many people have heard talk before, of the plants she's going to talk about. We're passing that list on to some of the local shops here in town
okay.
and asking them to see if they can bring some of that in so we can try to relate what you learn into something you can easily adapt into
right.
your yard.
Very
okay,
nice. Very nice.
So we've gotten that ahead of time. All right, but what Lessa's function or purpose in her talk is going to be is to plants that will work, that are not the ungainly ones, that
yes.
the ones that have global ambitions that are going to cause you more trouble than they're worth. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah. And there are some that do that. They're very pretty, but there's certainly more trouble than they're worth. Okay.
Right.
So we want to make it so that this is something you can easily incorporate. You can learn something that you can actually use and do it easier than not.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Makes great sense.
Absolutely. So it's a great day. We have other things going on that day when we're there, though. Okay. Not only the food. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to go back just a moment ago. You said one of the guests was talking about well-behaved plants. And so are you saying that plants that are poorly behaved have global ambitions?
I think they do.
Explain what a well-behaved plant is, because I understand that, but I'm...
Well, they stay within their boundaries, and they don't reseed everywhere. They don't just go wild. Again, Bradford, well, there's a million. There's several different plants that have kind of, they're pretty, but they're just not good for the area.
And then there are plants that if you're somebody that's relocated related to the area. There may be plants that were very well behaved where you used to live, mm-hmm. which are invasive here. Sweet right. autumn clematis is one. Right. Okay, Bradford pear is another one that's yep. bad down here. All right, there's several different things that you need to learn in that respect, just right. because it works someplace else. And when we talk about native plants, it's not necessarily plants that are native to Arkansas. They're native plants somewhere, but they're adaptable to our area.
Okay.
Our project at Calista Willette, all right, if you go online, there's a listing of plants in a brochure on our website, and it'll tell you all the plants that we have that are growing there. And some are native to Arkansas, and they're identified as such, and some are not, but they are from a climate that is similar to ours and are adaptable here.
Okay? Gotcha.
In terms of well-behaved, any native plant, because it's any plant, okay, but a native plant always is going to be self-sustaining in one respect or another.
Right.
But what we're recommending are plants that are not going to cause you more work than you need to do.
Right.
We don't want to make gardening a chore. We still want to make it fun and a hobby and things that you enjoy to do. So that's yeah. our purpose in trying to select plants that are good for you.
Makes perfect sense.
And just because you go to a store, and I'm picking on big box stores a little bit here, and see a plant, that doesn't necessarily mean that plant is good for this area.
Right.
Read about it before you
yes.
buy it. Again,
yeah.
Tommy Hagen is one that I'll go buy plants and bring them home and find a spot for them. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to do your homework on the front end, figure out what you want, then go buy the plant and fill it in. But again, read about that plant, because again, it may be adaptable here, but it may be a Southern California plant that
right.
they
yeah.
just had extras of.
Yep.
Use your phone, okay?
Yes.
Look it up online
phone,
while you're
internet,
sitting.
All kinds of great stuff.
Use your phone right in the store yep. and look and see if it's going to work. It doesn't mean you can't buy something that's only going to be good for the season, but you want to do it with your eyes open before you spend $35 for it.
Exactly.
Okay?
We need to take a quick little break. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center, and simulcast live on all three Mountain Home Radio stations, KCMC Mountain Country 94.3, KRZP 92.7, and our flagship station, KJMT Mountain Talk 97.1. Back with more right after this. And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Tommy and Seal in the studio with me, and it's always great to visit with them, whether it's on the microphone or some of the great conversations we just had off. It's always a good time to visit. Tommy, you're headed north here shortly to visit the grandbaby, so you're not going to be able to make the appearance next month, so you're going to leave Seal in charge, and then I think maybe swapping spots and having the opposite effect in January, but you guys are still working together on the event you've got coming up here, coming up in March.
We are, and the one thing we need to tell everybody, the registration starts December 1st.
Okay.
There's a $30 fee.
Right.
That does include lunch, and we've already told you the food is fantastic.
Yes.
But you need to go to www.baxtercounty.com, and
no.
then there's a spring seminar thing you can slash to. But anyway,
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Yeah, that MG is sort of important there.
BaxterCountyMG.com.
yes.
And you'll find it. And again, it's a fun event. Try if you don't do anything else, try to come to that event.
Okay.
You'll get excited. I think this will be the best one we're going to have. We've had some great ones, but I think this CEO and her crew have done a fantastic job putting this thing together. But again, do not, and this is not one that you want to wait around to
right.
think about. You want to get your name in the hat, because it's going to be a full house. We know. We're almost positive it's going to be sold out. So we don't want to be telling you, sorry, you're a little bit too late. So get in early,
mm-hmm.
get your reservation. Again, it's $30 fee, but you'll have a good time.
On the registration form, it's also going to ask you if you're interested in buying Dr. Talamay's book, Bringing Nature Home. Fee is $20. It is a paperback book,
mm-hmm.
and he will be around in between his talk to autograph it if you're so interested.
All
so
right.
that'll be on your form as well.
Okay.
If you go into the website, BaxterCountyMG.com, go over to public events and just scroll down to spring seminar,
mm-hmm.
and then it will be on the page where you can click on the registration form and print it and mail it in.
Fantastic.
The form has the lady's, Catherine Gilmore's name on there that's handling all our registration. You just mail it to her and you'll be all set. She'll be in touch with you. Be sure and give your email address if you have one, because she'll keep you updated with that. Okay?
That sounds about as easy as it can be to get registered for this program.
Absolutely. Don't try to do it early, because it won't be on there
right.
until December 1st.
December 1st.
And I can guarantee that, because I'm the one putting it on there.
She is adamant about that.
Okay.
She wants to give everybody a fair shot.
Right.
And again, again, folks, do not. This is not one that you wait around and think about. This is one that you want to be registered as quick as we get it up there. And again, December 1st is the day. So just put that on your calendars right now. Look for it, pop it up, and then go register.
We've talked to several other groups in the area, to master gardeners both elsewhere in the state, in Missouri, okay, and other garden clubs and master naturalists, and there seems to be a lot of interest in this and hearing him speak. So we're looking forward to it, and we'd like all the people that have helped us in the past to come. I think you'll enjoy it. And any of those that are just thinking about this, don't think too long and hard. Okay?
Right, exactly. I know there's a push right now. The master gardeners are giving some online training here starting in the spring, and you guys are always willing to welcome new members into the fold.
Absolutely, we are. We'd love to have you come join us. You're welcome to come to our meetings in December. The meeting is closed to the public.
Right.
But we'll talk next month about what's happening in January. We'd love to have you come. It's free. It's at the Presbyterian Church. Okay, Methodist is where the seminar is. I'm getting my churches mixed up, okay? But it's always on the second Thursday of the month. Right. It runs from 1 to 3. Guests are welcome. There's no obligation. There's no fee. We let you listen to everything. We let you eat. We let you rub shoulders with everybody, and we don't push you, but we'd love to have you come. Check us out, and you'll feel welcome.
Always some interesting guest speakers, too, at those events.
Always.
And again, it's men and women. Do not be intimidated, guys, because it's actually kind of funny. We've gotten a lot of new guys here recently and some really talented people. We have the guy that's in charge of Gaston's.
The resort.
So he takes care of that. We've got some other guys that have some great knowledge, and it's fun.
Fantastic. For more information on the Master Gardeners program, you guys have a great website. Mentioned it a couple times, Baxter County MG. They can go up there and get all kinds of information about the entire Master Gardeners program.
About the program, and there's tips and things that you can do for websites that are interesting to you. We have a couple things on there for garden projects. At the seminar, we will have some displays and demonstrations on some of the things that we have online. So it's going to be a good thing. We're going to have some interesting things in the opportunity table. We'll talk about some of those things next month. But come. It's a fun day. It's from 8 to 3:30 at the Methodist Church on Saturday, March 23rd.
Fantastic.
Mark your calendar.
We are down to our final 10 seconds. I'm going to slide on out. Always a great time. Thank you, Seal and Tommy, for coming in this morning. I am out the door, back for more tomorrow morning, Thanksgiving Day. Have a great day.